You're definitely listening to The Pig, KPIG, Freedom, California, 107.5 FM.
Well, it's intriguing to look at the overall picture in the current feces storm that is developing over Iran's newest nuclear project. Let's get a couple of things straight here. We are offended because this was a secret project to build a facility that would be totally modernized and be able to reduce uranium into usable nuclear fuel, and or if it were upgraded into nuclear weapons grade fuels. Yeah, that's true. On the other hand, the secrecy might have something to do with the announced intentions by Israel to bomb any nuclear facility they knew about anywhere in Iran if it got out of hand, and they would define out of hand. Under that sort of threat, it is hardly unusual to avoid billboards saying, "Hi, new nuclear facility being built on this spot. Stay tuned." So the secrecy factor is one that falls well within the logical parameters of national security for the Iranians. The fact that they are building this facility also is fairly reasonable and, in fact, is an improvement on the availability of observable and testable results of the industrial process, as opposed to the older facilities, which are 15, 20 years old, most of them, and are basically just buildings in which more and more centrifuges have been installed randomly and without a great deal of design. The Iranian nuclear reality is only the tip of the iceberg, folks. There is a terrible and awful secret out there. Nuclear war is not going to be the end of the world. The possibility of massive exchanges of nuclear-tipped missiles between two superpowers was a real global threat. But the scariest thing that's happened in nuclear weaponology lately was the North Korean nuclear tests of last year, in which we were expecting megatons of this and that, and what we got was small kiloton blasts. The kind of a weapon that could be deployed to take out, a medium-sized city at most. In actual fact, there are weapon designs out there that would take out maybe a 2 to 5 mile range. Now that is a usable tool. That is a tactical nuclear weapon, which up until now we've worked on strategic weapons, which do mean massive destruction. The point is that with nuclear proliferation of weapons-grade uranium and the ability to refine it, we're looking at every little nickel-dime nation in the world being able to, A, acquire and deploy small nuclear weapons as tactical deployment options, and the reality that once somebody starts using them and the world does not end, everybody will want one. The time for nuclear disarmament is definitely now. It's a bad machine. They are a terrible weapon. What they do to people is unforgivable. But once it becomes real that anybody from the Persians to Palau to the Australians can have nuclear weapons, the whole point is pretty much lost when you talk about arms limitation. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip. On The Pig on the Radio, none of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way reflected reality as perceived by this station, its management, owners, sponsors, or staff, but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services. Yeah.
gun you toted. Lord, even the Jordan River, his body's floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, don't believe on the eve of destruction. Tell me over and over and over again, my friend, don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Sitting here